This is the Nerdy Romantics Podcast, and I'm your host, Y.M. Nelson. Hello, everyone. This episode is about the Matrix Resurrections trailer that just came out, I think, last week. This is just a going over the trailer. I do want to put a spoiler alert out there. So, spoiler alert, I will be spoiling this whole trailer if you haven't seen it. Again, I saw it, I think, on YouTube. I think Warner Brothers has it on YouTube somewhere. I will also be spoiling all three of the Matrix movies if you haven't seen those, but they have been out for 20 years, so I don't think that's really a spoiler. But just wanted to let everyone know we will be dropping some Easter egg bombs on this episode. So take a moment, go see the trailer, and then come back and let's discuss. I have no idea how I missed this, but for some reason I have missed all talk of this movie actually getting made. And I saw the trailer in an advertisement, but I had to see this trailer. Usually my nerdy friends actually post when trailers like this come out. We did it for every Marvel movie that came out. We did it for almost every DC movie that came out. And I don't know how this trailer missed some of my nerdy friends. I am a total Matrix fan, as you probably know. I even put a scene in 24 Hours of Freedom, my first short story, where the hero and heroine of that story are watching all three Matrix movies. I love the whole premise around the movies, the cultural phenomenon that happened around those movies, the little trivia stuff. I even watched how they made some of the stop motion stuff. All of it is just amazing to me. So when I saw this trailer, I thought, I want to talk about it on my podcast. The first thing is I'm really just going to talk about like the stuff that I saw in the trailer. I'm going to talk a little bit about background, yes. But I have a tendency when I see something, I just want to, like this particular trailer, I just want to consume everything about it and around it. Like, how did they start making this movie? And who's what character in the movie? And all of the legendary stuff or the really trivial stuff that happens when they talk in interviews about making anything that has anything to do with it. This time, I did not do that. I did not look at any commentary. I guess I've kind of been living under a rock too, because I didn't even know that this movie was planning on being released in theaters on Christmas of 2021. This is really just new to me and I'm so giddy, and that's why I want to talk about it. Do you plan to watch the Matrix Resurrections movie when it comes out? If you do, let me know by tweeting me or doing an Insta post and use the hashtag Nerdy Romantics Podcast. And let me know if you plan on going to see the Matrix Resurrections movie, or if you plan on seeing it wherever it is. It is a Warner Brothers production, so I assume, but I do not know this for sure, that it'll probably be on HBO Max at some point. I am YM Nelson 1 on Twitter, and I am author YM Nelson on Instagram, but just use the hashtag Nerdy Romantics Podcast and I will find you. So let's talk about background, which there's not a lot. I do remember, I guess this was like when the last Matrix movie came out, or when there was a little talk about, there's always been talk about another Matrix movie coming out. And I think that I remember Keanu saying, that'll be interesting, you know, another Matrix movie coming out. I won't be in it, because of course we know what happened in the last Matrix movie. And then a lot of people wanted the Wachowski sisters to be connected to the movie, and I don't think they were interested in doing another Matrix movie when people were actually talking about, why don't they make another Matrix movie? But I did notice that Lana Wachowski is doing this movie, as I see from the trailer that Keanu Reeves is in it. So that gets me wondering, how are they going to bring him in? You know, how's this happening? This is wild. But at the same time, in the story, that we know that there have been 6 Neos. They've rebuilt the Matrix 5 times. They've built the Matrix 6 times. They've rebuilt it 5 times. It's, of course, conceivable that Neo could be Neo. Actually, with the Matrix, anything is possible, as we know, right? But let me get into the things I saw in the trailer that have me nerding out about this trailer. There are so many Easter eggs. There is just so much for a Matrix nerd like me to just gobble up and just be like, oh my gosh, I'm having a moment. And they start in the very beginning with the scene where Neo is in his therapist's office. Neo, who is named Thomas, in his therapist's office. And walking across his therapist's desk is a black cat with a little collar. We know that was the deja vu in the Matrix. When they were in the Matrix, Neo had the deja vu. Basically, he saw a black cat come in, and then he saw the exact same black cat come in again, and that's when all the mayhem started in the Matrix. And that just set me up for like, okay, I need to look at this and see how many Easter eggs I can find. I'm sure there are a lot more than what I'm noticing here, but these are the ones that have got me really nerding out. So first off, of course, is the black cat. Then there's a scene where Neo is going to this, he's at this counter and somebody pushes him, this woman pushes him a book, and the book is Alice in Wonderland. We know the whole speech that Morpheus gives Neo, you know, when he explains what the Matrix is, he says, you might feel a little bit like Alice in Wonderland going down the rabbit hole. And so then that takes us to the rabbit tattoos. Of course, there's the rabbit tattoos in the first Matrix, and there's also a rabbit tattoo in this trailer. And I thought that was so cool, how that kind of mirrored each other. With the Alice in Wonderland reference there, the person that is pushing him the book gives kind of a knowing smile. If you kind of think about the Oracle, she had that kind of knowing look and that knowing smile that she was like, I know what's going on and you only have a small clue. The fact that that character or the actress playing that character in this trailer was kind of given that same knowing smile makes me wonder, is that the Oracle and will the Oracle be there? Kind of geeked out about that. The next biggest thing I noticed was, of course, when the scene when Neo and who we assume is a Morpheus character are fighting in a dojo, which is basically almost straight out of the first Matrix. And that was like a really big geek out moment for the characters. You know, Morpheus is fighting Neo. That was like their big entertainment for that day. And I just kind of noticed the similarities there. Similarities in, you know, in the scene itself, you know, and in the fighting. It's just like right straight out of the first Matrix. Neo and Trinity are returning, and the actors that are playing them, that were playing them in the first Matrix, they are playing them now. Of course, Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss. And so you kind of wonder exactly what's going on there from like a romance standpoint, because of course she's shaking his hand and saying, have I met you before? So you just kind of wonder, because as we know from the last Matrix, both of these characters we assume have died. So how is this happening? You just want to know, like, how is this happening? And of course, as a romance author, I'm all giddy about a romance. And of course, a romance in a very nerdy sci-fi film. I'm all about this. This is the essence. This is the essence of the Nerdy Romantics podcast. And so this is why I geek out about this. I can't help it. In a lot of the scenes, there's the green computer text scrolling down. And that is straight from all the Matrix movies. That's like trademark. The theme song is a trademark, which is not the song that they're actually playing, but they do play the actual theme song at the end. Well, you see Neo taking a bunch of blue pills on a daily basis. If you're a Matrix fan, you know the blue pill that basically keeps you deluded and stuck in the Matrix and thinking that you're okay. And then, of course, the red pill shows you the truth. And eventually, of course, he does take the red pill. And when he's kind of at that moment where he does take the red pill in the trailer, he's looking in the mirror and he's seeing himself kind of change. A, it's really new because he's like changing into an old person. And so I'm wondering what that's about. But at the same time, it is not new. It's a total Easter egg because he actually looks in the mirror when he takes that red pill and they plug him into the locator program so they can actually find his real self, you know, out there in the real world. And the mirror in the first Matrix is like splintered and he's looking at it and it's actually coming together and it's doing something weird. So this is not the first time that a mirror has done something weird. Also, there's another mirror Easter egg at the end, or near the end. There's like a whole montage of Easter eggs at the very end of this trailer. And one of those, the character who I'm assuming is playing Morpheus. Again, I haven't even seen the IMDb page for this movie. I am just going on it cold, people. I have not seen anything. And it's been very hard. I have looked at this trailer 3 times, though, in the past 2 days. there is a scene at the end where the, I'm assuming Morpheus character, it actually touches the mirror and the mirror has a wavy like quality or whatever, which is exactly kind of what Neo did when he was looking at the mirror. The mirror came together, he touched it and the mirror came out onto his hand. It is just, you know, and it was just a whole big image. Anyway, there are a lot of little Easter eggs that kind of have to do with scenes, but there are also a lot of little Easter eggs that have to do with setting and fighting. So the first section, the Easter eggs that have to do with setting that I noticed was, there's one scene where they are climbing up a wall and they're in a hallway, and it looks exactly like the hallway in the first Matrix. Neo was trying to get to the phone so he could get out of the Matrix, and he was shot in the hallway. And they thought he died, but he didn't die. He just became who he really was, right? He blew up the Matrix at that point. Hey, I'm the anomaly. And so that was there. They are on a lot of high-rise buildings, and they're jumping off of a lot of high-rise buildings, which in the first Matrix, they do that a lot. They even have a jump program where they jump off a high-rise building and are supposed to land just fine on solid ground. There is a setting where they're in a high-rise building. They're running out of the high-rise building and they bust out of the window on the side. So that is straight from the first Matrix. There's this one scene kind of at the beginning where they're kind of showing that this is the Matrix, you know, with the green computer numbering coming down. It is dark and it is raining and it is like a lonely street. That setting is out of the first Matrix as well, where they are trying to get Neo actually out of the Matrix, and they're in the Matrix and they're driving and they get him. They're actually trying to get him from Agent Smith. And they're trying to take the tracker out of him that the agents have put in him. Basically, they're rescuing him from the Matrix. They're riding down this street and it looks just like this street in the trailer. And of course, the last scene that you see in the trailer that looks exactly like, basically that was the third Matrix, the first Matrix and the third Matrix, are the shots of the Machine City. So you see from the point of humans being in those little pods, but you also see shots of the Machine City as if there was a ship flying through it. There are machines that are actually picking the humans out. And that is from the third Matrix when Neo and Trinity are going to the Machine City so Neo can fight Agent Smith. So those are a few of the setting Easter eggs that I saw. Just a few of them that I remember, but there's also a lot of fighting Easter eggs. And a few of those that I saw that I remember, well, of course, there's the climbing up the wall. The character that I'm assuming is Morpheus in this one is shooting, and he's shooting with machine guns with his hands crisscrossed. Neo did that in the first Matrix when they were breaking into the building to get Morpheus out. The sparring program, the fighting choreography there is very similar to the first Matrix. You see Neo stopping bullets with his hands, which is what he did at the end of the first Matrix. Trinity is always driving the motorcycle and people are always on the back. I love that she's always driving the motorcycle. So cute. All right. Yeah, she's always driving a motorcycle. a lot of the stop motion camera fighting moves, yelling out really loud and busting things open, using the power of your voice to just bust things open and to push people away, which, you know, just by the force and by the power of what you're doing, you're busting everybody away and pushing everybody away from you with such force that they fall. And Neo does a lot of that in the second Matrix movie, Matrix Reloaded. At the very end in the montage, I also saw the hitting the helicopter. Either he's hitting it with something or he is trying to throw the helicopter like Neo did in the first Matrix movie. So there you have it. It's basically, this has some serious Easter eggs in it. And yeah, you kind of wonder, well, what new happens? But really, I'm just so nerdy for this whole, I love the franchise, I love everything around it, that I cannot wait to see this, even if it is in a lot of rehash of what we've already seen. It's been 20 years. It actually has been since the last Matrix movie came out, because I think the last Matrix movie came out in 2001. When I say the last Matrix movie, I mean the last in the Matrix trilogy. There's also the Animatrix, and there's other stuff. So if it's just a rehash, I'm totally okay with that, because I love this whole movie and the franchise and the concept. I'm down for it. So again, if do you plan to see it? And if you plan to see it, do you plan on being in the theater if possible, considering our world? But do you plan on seeing the Matrix movie, wherever you plan on seeing it? Do you plan on seeing it? Are you as giddy as I am about seeing it? How do you feel about it? Just let me know with a tweet if you're on Twitter, or just do an Insta post if you're on Instagram, or you can even comment there. But if you do a post or if you do a tweet, please make sure to put hashtag Nerdy Romantics Podcast so I can actually see your tweets or your Instagram posts, and let me know. So that's it for this episode. Please subscribe to Nerdy Romantics Podcast wherever you get your podcast to be notified anytime a new episode drops. And if you like what you're hearing, please rate and review. The links are in my show notes at ymnelson.com, along with a lot of other links for books and other items that we talked about on our show. And if you really like what you're hearing, click the Buy Me a Coffee button while you're there to support us. Thank you for listening. Stardate, not too distant future. Brandon is a diehard Trekkie. He's watched every Star Trek franchise episode multiple times. He has several cosplay and collectible uniforms in his closet. Commander Will Riker is his favorite cosplay character, and he's been to dozens of conventions. But he's never met or gotten in a fight with another Trekkie like Phoenix. Phoenix is looking forward to her first Star Trek convention until she meets Brandon. He's nothing like the Riker character she loves to hate. He's combative, socially awkward, and off-putting. But he's so adorable. Phoenix and Brandon keep running into each other, each time more heated than the next. With 3 days of convention to get through, will they get past the hostility and find what they know is there? Attraction and perhaps love? This is the premise of Stardate, a free e-story for my newsletter subscribers, available on February 1st. If you like Trekkie romance, romantic comedy, or just like to see a little grumpy sunshine trope, this story is for you. Go to ymnelson.com/subscribe and get your free copy.